Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. I hope that everyone is doing fine tonight. It has been a great week, but very challenging. And I hope that you have entrusted God whatever situation that you may have encountered in the last week, and you will continue to trust in the Lord. Because this month in June, the word is trust. We are going to trust him. Whatever may come our way, we are going to trust in our God. Tonight's topic is when you are discouraged and ready to give up and throw in the towel, here are what you should do. Did you hear what I said? When you are discouraged and ready to give up and throw in the towel, here's what you should do and what I should do. Because many times this week, I felt like throwing in the towel. But every time I did, the Holy Spirit convicted me and said, hold on, be strong in the Lord. The scripture tonight, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. Hebrews 10:32. What should you do when you are feeling discouraged and dangerously close to doubting God's integrity? When you start thinking he just might not come through for you, Hebrews 10:32 tells us what we should do when we feel ourselves in this situation. It says, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated. Well, this verse was written to believers who were so discouraged that they were tempted to give up and throw in the towels, throw away their strong position of faith. They had been waiting a long time to see God's promises come to pass, and they began to feel like their answers were never coming. But just when they were going to give up, they read this verse and reminded themselves that when we were first illuminated. The word illuminated comes from the Greek word, and I can't pronounce it, but I'm going to spell it for you. It is P-H-O-T-I-D-Z-O, which means is to lighten up, to shine, to illuminate, to make vision, or to radiate. It gives the impression of a bright flash of light. You know when someone is taking a picture of you and the flash just flash in your face also, and sometimes you blink because of the light that flashes. That's what illuminated means, like a flash of light. This word is used here in order to help you through these struggled believers to put their present hardship on pause for a moment. So you can remember when they heard the word of God for the first time and you were illuminated. Maybe you can remember a time in your life when it was as if someone suddenly flashed a switch when you're like entering a room and you flip that switch. The light turns on, removing the darkness from your eyes so you could see things clearly. That is exactly how I felt when the Spirit of God suddenly finally revealed its truth of the baptism in the Holy Spirit to me. I saw it, I understood it, and I was illuminated by that truth. The Spirit brightens the light, flash of light upon my eyes. It was so strong and lasting impression on my life. In fact, I've never seen it like that since. You know, when you first become saved, you feel like you have become a new creature in Christ. You feel different. You begin to act different. You see things different. That's what it's saying to you, how you felt back then when you first were saved. Can you think of a time in your life when the Holy Spirit illuminated you regarding some truth? Perhaps he illuminated you regarding healing. Did it feel like your eyes were finally open? I know how I felt when I went through certain situations, and I'm sure if you took a moment and have a flashback, you will remember how you felt. Did it feel like the eyes you were finally open and you understood the work of the cross in a new and different light? Or perhaps you were illuminated about the power of giving. After struggling with giving for all those years, it was like someone pulled back the veil that blinding your understanding. And boom, you saw it. You were illuminated about giving, and the light that truth made a permanent and lasting impression on your life. Do you remember that first time the word of God shot through you, your being, like a bowl of lightning? You saw the truth, and it brought perfect order out of your life. That is precisely why Hebrews 10:32 urges us, but call to remember the former days in which after you were illuminated. This word points back to early days and early times when we first saw and met the Lord, and when we were filled with overflowing joy, hope, and faith. But now years have passed. We are struggling with the things that we are going through. We are weary, and we can't seem to understand why we're going through these things. It is such a struggle because we are feeling that we love God, we believe in God, we're doing all the right thing, we're going to church, we are being obedient, we are being kind to our neighbors, to our friends. Then why are we going through these things? When is going to get better for us? Whatever we may be going through, those are some of the questions that we all face right now. But guess what? Satan wants us to start feeling all those things and having all those questions. The devil is telling us that God is not the answer. You haven't seen that light, that illumination that I'm talking about tonight. He puts all of those doubts in our mind, and we are tempted and ready to quit. We want to throw in the towels because we can't understand why. If we are a Christian, if we are helping our neighbors, we are thinking kind things, we are doing all the right things, going to church, giving, then why are we going through all these different things? And why? The question for me, when am I going to come out of this mess? When is it going to be over? Why is it so long? But God is still there with us. He's going to help us get through whatever we are going to. Yes, sometimes you are discouraged. At this time, it's good to hit the rewind button in your mind and drift back to early experience with the Lord, when faith was simple and life was uncomplicated. Just think about those times when nothing was going wrong. Everything was going right. It's always good to hit that rewind button so it can get us out of that rut and those state of being that we are in when we can't see that light. And many times, and really right now, I've gone back and forth. And I can't seem to understand things that are happening. But we must continue to trust in the Lord. Just drift back to the early experience with the Lord, when faith was simple and life was uncomplicated. Do you remember how precious those days were? Do you recall how changed you were by the power of God? Do you remember the laughter and the joy you experienced? It's good for you to rehearse these experiences because they will stir you up. It will encourage you and summon strength for the battle that you are facing right now. Oh, Holy Spirit, I just ask you right now to stir up those feelings that I had before in you. Encourage me and help me to get through these moments. Just like Hebrews 10:32 says in the NIV version, you need to remember and never forget what it was like back then in the early days, or the early times when you were first saved, how your eyes were open and you really saw the truth for the first time. Your divine calling, your God-given dream must be an illumination in your heart that you can call to remember over and over again. Call to remember how God first spoke to you and meditate on the promise he made to you. He will never leave you or forsake you. This will help you get past that weariness that's trying to pull you down, pull me down. Keep your dream shining in your heart and mind, a powerful illumination and revelation that lights your own way through any darkness the enemy might bring against you. And the enemy is he knows the time is near, so he's fighting to get as many of us as he can to be a part of his world, to give up, and to think that God is not there, for us not to trust him. Focus on that word trust this week. Let me read some passage also from my spiritual refreshment about trust. And this is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. And this is the NIV version. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Well, I'm going to read it from the, and lean not to your own understanding. That's coming from Proverbs 3:5. Trust him, just like if you close your eyes into a room and you're walking through that room and you're trying to avoid hitting a chair, walking into a chair, hitting the wall, a table. You believe that as you go through in that darkness, you trust him to get you through there. And when you turn the light on, you see the light that he's put in front of you. Just meditate on that. Let me give you an example of trust. Teammates have to rely on one another to succeed in any endeavor. they have to have a certain level of confidence in one another and their own ability to help succeed. God trusts you enough to put on his internal team. He has confidence in you because he knows you can do all things through Christ, who gives you strength. He chooses you to stand alongside your team captain, Jesus, and go to the board for a win. And here's another passage. Anyone who trusts in God will never be put to shame. That's coming from Romans 10:11. As you look back on your journey you have traveled, recall the time you placed hope and confidence in God. The outcome might not have been exactly as you imagine, but God is always faithful to bring you through. He does. So we must wait on the Lord. God is always faithful to bring you through. Count each blessing he gives you along the way, and consider them stepping stones to a higher level of trust in God. Whatever you may be facing today, you can rest assured that his blessing will never stop. He will walk it out with you every step of the way. What a mighty God we serve. We can always put our trust in him. Trust in him with all of our hearts. And don't depend on your own understanding. Because right now, I am not depending on my own understanding. Because if I depend on my own understanding right now, I'll throw in the towel. I'll quit. But I must put my trust in the Lord. Because he always comes through. He always comes through. He came through a lot of things for me today. I had lots of challenges today. But each one he got me through. And I felt his presence. He gave me that illuminating feeling that I needed to go one step at a time, continue to go forward, not to go backwards. If I did go backward, I would begin thinking about all the things that he did for me before. When things were good, when there were plenty food on my table, when there are plenty of money in the bank, when all those things that I may worry about now didn't exist. That what keeps me to not to throw in the towel. It doesn't care what you may or what you are experiencing today. Just trust. Remember that word trust this week. Trust in our Heavenly Father, and he will let you see that light again. And also focus on that word illuminating, that light. Look for that light, not for the darkness that Satan wants to keep in our eyes. Let God give you the joy, the hope, and faith that you need to have. Just focus on the joy, because he will bring it back to you. And he will bring it to pass. Let's pray. Lord, help me to never forget those early experiences I had with you after I first got saved. I am so sorry I allowed the complicity of life to steal my joy. And today I ask you to help us to return to that faith that I once enjoyed. I admit I have been discouraged. But today, I am deciding to get encouraged. Thank you for helping me to refocus and to remember that your word is unchanging and your promises are true. I pray this in Jesus' name. I hope that you will have a great week. Pray for those that are not joining us on our trip to Myrtle Beach this week. Please pray for us to have traveling mercy, to be safe and have enjoyable time. I wish all of us were going to be there together, but one day we will be able to be there together and enjoy different events that we will experience. But I have one more day before I take off from work. I'm going to be taking off a day before we travel on Friday. But I am excited. And I just ask God to be there with us and show his light, that illuminated light that he wants us to see. And let his Holy Spirit be a part of this trip. And whatever he wants us to experience, let us experience. And I am very excited about being there with all of you this week that will be joining us on this trip. Have a blessed week. And just remember the word trust. Continue to trust in him. Hebrews 10:32 urges us to remember. We hit the rewind button and see what God and remember what God did before. When there was not diversity and discouragement in our lives. Remember those times that there was joy, hope, and the faith that we had. And I'm sure some of us are there at this time, that things are going well in your life. But if it's not, hit the rewind button. And just knowing that he will be there for you. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to his own understanding. Be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week, same time, Tuesday, from 11 to 11:30. I love you, and God bless.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share. Of love
abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength
misused.
And
I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know.
You favored me, because my enemies did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who
who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity,
my faith in God, he saved me.
But it would not fall, would not bend,
won't
compromise,
God's
faith.